Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Pesachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bizarchet, and Zivug Hagon, Bekarav Mamish. Now Mishnah Gimel tells us, Rabbi Huda says, Baitkin Arar Basar. A person has to check the night of the 14th, as we had said in the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Now let's say a person forgot to check the night of the 14th, Uva Arba Asar Shachres, so now he would have to check on the 14th in the morning. And if he forgot to check the 14th in the morning, Uba Shas Habir, he would have to check at the Shas Habir. Let's pause over here for a second to explain what the Mishnah means by Uveshas Habir at the time of the beer. Shas Habir, the removal or destruction of chametz, refers to the sixth hour of the day. Let's say, for example, there are 12 hours of daylight. It just makes the math much easier, so it means that the sixth hour would begin at 11 a.m. and end at 12 noon. Now, even though mid-oiraisa, chametz is asur from the seventh hour, which means from 12 o'clock, Chazal were metakin already from the sixth hour that it's usher. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a person forgot to check the night of the 14th and the day of the 14th, he has to check by Shas Habir. However, if he forgot to check by Shas Habir, he doesn't check afterwards because then he might end up eating chametz that he finds, and by then it's ready usher midaraisa. Vacham bayrim, they argue, and they say, Loi badak arba asar, if he forgot to check the night of the 14th, yivdak barba asar, he should check on the 14th. Loi badak barba asar, he forgot to check on the 14th, yivdak besay chamayid, he should check in the middle of Yontif. Loi badak besay chamayid, if he forgot to do bedikas chametz, even in the middle of Yontif, yivdak l'acher hamayid, he should check after Yontif. Why is he checking for chametz after Pesach already finished? That's because we know the chametz she'avar alav Pesach is usur. If he had chametz in his possession over Pesach, so it's usur to have after Pesach, so he would have to look for it even after Pesach. And the Mishnah just gives us a good piece of advice. Umasha Meshayer, that which he left over. He did bedikas chametz, he gathered all his chametz, put it in a bag, and he's going to burn it tomorrow by Sreifas chametz, but he left some over for breakfast the next day after Shachris. So yanichanu b'tzano, he should put it in a safe place, in a good hiding spot, so that kids or animals can't get to it. And why would he do that? Kedesh le'etzarach b'diko achrov, so that he shouldn't have to do b'diko afterwards. Let's say he had saved a bagel for after Shachris. He opens up his bag, and it turns out that there's only half a bagel there. So if he had not put it in a safe place, so then he has to suspect that a kid got to it, or an animal got to it, and dragged it all over the place, and now he has to go searching for that chametz. However, if he had put it in a safe place, which is away from kids and away from animals, and he finds that there's only half a bagel there, so then there's no reason to go searching for it. He could just assume that while he was at Shachris, someone ate half of his bagel. Now moving on to Mishnah Daled, this goes back to Shas Habir. Rav Meir says, Eichlin kol chamesh, we're allowed to eat chametz the entire fifth hour, which again, in our example of a 12-hour day, that would be up until 11 a.m., because again, 11 a.m. starts the sixth hour. V'sarfim b'tchilas sheish, and we burn chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour, starting at 11 o'clock, even though again, mid-oiraisa, one's allowed to eat chametz even the sixth hour, and it's only usur midaraisa the seventh hour, Chazal were metakin this extra hour of isur. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says, Eichlin kol arba, that we're only allowed to eat chametz up until the fourth hour, which means up until 10 a.m. V'toilin kol chamesh, the entire fifth hour, it's in this in-between stage. One's not allowed to eat it, but one does not have a chiv to burn it. It's mutter bahana, he's allowed to give it to his animal if he wants. V'sarfim b'tchilas shesh, and at the beginning of the sixth hour, then he has a chiv to burn it. Rabbi Yehuda adds on this extra hour of chumrah because of a yom hama'unon, a cloudy day. Rabbi Yehuda is afraid for a situation that it's cloudy erev Pesach, and it's difficult to determine what time it is. Is it 10 or 11? Maybe it's 12 o'clock? So therefore, in order to be safe, he says you're only allowed to eat chametz up until the fourth hour of the day, the fifth hour, no eating, because maybe again, maybe the person made a mistake with the timing, and the sixth hour, it has to be burned. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.